What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
The following podcast contains adult language and content not suitable for children.
Some topics may contain graphic details, so a general trigger warning is in place.
We appreciate you being here, so please enjoy the show.
Oh shit, what is up, Wikimaniacs? I know you just heard me 3 weeks ago, but it has been a whole solid month and a half since I've recorded a podcast, some shit like that. So bear with me, this may be worse than usual, which is hard to believe. It's your boy, Sean. Welcome back. I'm hosting another episode. First one back. They said, you know what? We'll have Sean go first. He hasn't been in a month. We've been guesting. We know how to do this, but fuck him anyways. He's going to go. Welcome to Reddit on Wiki, where we research things crappily using Reddit and Wiki. We have a website with all our links, redditonwiki.com. That's... thank God for that, because I do not know our individual links or ads or anything like that. It's your boy, Sean. Second time. Here we go. John, Josh, say hi. Please save me.
Oh, God.
Lord, that was... holy crap.
I have to say, not your worst intro.
Thank God.
Definitely not the worst, but it's up there.
When are we going to get merch that's it's your boy, Sean? When are we going to get that?
That's true.
We got to get those good one.
I should design
Sean, you
got to
design it.
Yeah, I don't do anything else for us, huh? My bad. if I wasn't recording on a $30 mic that I bought off of Amazon, maybe you could hear my heart beating so very fast. Very anxious, very scared. But I'm trying to do a layup easy episode this week just to get me back in the swing of things.
Oh, you're doing a basketball episode?
No.
A layup.
Oh, no. Come on. I thought you know you were going to go there.
Yeah. You know I don't do goddamn puns.
That's not a pun. That's like a lead-in, you know? I guess it's a pun. Play on words. I'll go
with that. Either way, I hate that shit. Anyways, back to what I'm doing.
Then why are you here?
That's a good question.
Sean actually didn't get married. He just left for a month. He needed
some time.
Just
tired of my shit.
Something for my mental health, you know what I'm saying? But, Wikimaniacs, what? I'm not going to ask you. You can't answer. John, Josh, today we're going to be talking. I'm fucking fucked up, dude. I don't know what to say. All right, guys. I'm reeling it back in. I'm back. We're here.
We need to get Wikimaniacs. Your booster shot.
I need another booster shot. Wikimaniacs, today's episode, the man we all know and love, maybe. Who knows? We have different relationships with the guy. Who knows? I'm doing Santa Claus because 5 days from now, it'll be Christmas. And that's his big day. All right. So, Josh, John, what are your thoughts on Santa Claus? What experiences? Have you ever sat on a lap of a mall Santa?
I was going to say, on a lap, I have said.
Any lap, not even Santa, really.
Experiences with Santa. I mean, yeah, it's been a while since I've thought about him, but I did a whole episode last year on Let's Start a Cult where I trash talked him and considered him a cult leader, so... I'd say I might be on the naughty list for that one, but that's where I'm at with him.
And I can vaguely remember sitting on Santa's lap when I was a little kid in the Philippines, and
I felt bad for a guy because it's super humid over there and super tropical.
Oh God.
So homeboy must have had some swamp ass balls like under that suit. So, and it was disgusting. So he probably stank too.
It probably did. Yeah. Yeah. I just picture it like wet, sweaty Santa Claus.
Wet, I cannot imagine. I'm dripping wet in a tank top and shorts in the Philippines. I don't know how you wear a whole ass Santa costume.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
It wasn't Santa Claus. He was just a homeless guy. They put him...
It's cheaper that way.
Yeah.
They're like, just tell him what you want for Christmas, John.
I don't even know.
All right. Let's get straight into it. Wikimaniacs... I promise these guys it's a short episode every week that I record, and it's always never a short episode. But this time, I think it's a short one. All right.
We're done. Wrap it up. Let's go home.
As with all of my episodes, I do the first half in Wiki, the second half in Reddit. So let's go ahead and jump into Wikipedia right now. All right. So Santa Claus... also known as Father Christmas or Saint Nicholas or Saint Nick or Kris Kringle or simply Santa, is a legendary character originating in Western Christian culture who is said to bring gifts on Christmas Eve of toys and candy to well-behaved children and either coal or nothing to naughty children. He is said to accomplish this with the aid of Christmas elves who make the toys in his workshop at the North Pole, and flying reindeer who pull his sleigh through the air. The modern character of Santa is based on traditions surrounding the historical Saint Nicholas, the English figure of Father Christmas, and the Dutch figure of Sinterklaas. All right. So then Wikipedia goes into a physical description of Santa. I don't think that is particularly necessary for the Wikimaniacs. A white guy with a beard, fat, red.
You know, I was going to say, didn't the red come from Coca-Cola later on? And it was like a marketing campaign.
Is it?
Yeah, like they used him back in, I'm going to say the 40s. They used it in a marketing campaign and they made him red before it was, they didn't describe him as a certain color of clothes. So... fun fact.
We may or may not get into that. Who knows? Because
okay,
no script. Going strictly off the dome and what Wikipedia has written out for me. So I decided we should talk about, since Santa is a big word here, let me know if I'm using it right, amalgamation? Of different characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's a word.
Smart. You know the vibes.
What does amalgamation means?
Kind of like a fucking, you know, a mix, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, there you go. You got it right. There you go.
Like a fruit punch, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
All right, so we're going to talk about what makes up Santa Claus, the different characters that inspired and how he became who he is today. All right. Here we go. So first off, obviously, Saint Nicholas. I know John and Josh have varying views on Catholic people. I'm Catholic.
Hold
which
on.
Explains their hatred towards me.
no, that's not
I'm
it.
Catholic too.
John, but you very openly have been like, but not really.
Well, yeah, because they touch children like weirdos.
Yeah, I'd like to clarify, not all of them, but...
Not all of them, okay, go. Yeah, there you go.
Enough that it's concerning.
I very famously do not touch children. let it be known to the Wikimaniacs. Not me, but still am Catholic, but yeah, Saint Nick. Let's get back into that.
My goal for this episode is to rattle Sean as much as possible, because I know he just got back. So I kind of want that. I want to build up that anxiety.
Wikimaniacs, I truly, truly believed that I was going second here. Yeah. If it peek behind the screen, we batch record. So, you know, I'm usually second. I let them do their thing, you know, kind of get back in the vibes. No, they want to fucking throw me in the deep end. And this is what you get, Wikimaniacs. This is, don't blame me.
This is your
fault.
Can't
blame me.
Hey. I'm just going sequentially. Your episode 23, I got next. So wouldn't it make sense for you to
I get the day off
first?
All I know is y'all been doing this straight I stopped for a month and a half. It's very hard to jump back in. Anyways. Saint
Wait,
Nicholas.
Sean, oh, question. Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a question. I just wanted to throw you off.
I knew what he was doing.
I love this show.
Okay, all right, Wikimaniacs. We can razz John in his episode, like always.
Good
like
luck. Always.
John has episodes?
Apparently it's the best one right now, so joke's on you, buddy.
When I left, I was number one in Finland. I was on top of the world.
Now look at you. A married man.
A married man. About to host the best episode of Reddit on Wiki we've ever had. Ready? We're starting a What's Up Wikimaniacs. It's your boy. Fuck me. All right. Saint Nicholas. All right. So Saint Nick was from the Roman Empire, aka sort of in where Turkey is now. He was famous for being the patron saint of archers, sailors, children, pawnbrokers, and prostitutes. Did not know there was a patron saint for prostitutes.
I did know that. Yeah. Yeah. He is the patron saint of prostitutes. Yeah. I did not know that.
So he's very famous for giving prostitutes dowries or I had to Google what a dowry is because I'm an idiot, but it's pretty much a payment of property or money. That way they don't have to be prostitutes anymore.
Yeah. So they could basically buy their or like get out of the prostitute business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was known for giving gifts. So I guess that's why he became kind of. So saints have like their day, I guess. The Catholic Church recognizes each saint gets a day. So Saint Nick's day was on December 6th. And then it was kind of a tradition around the Middle Ages on December 6th to exchange gifts with everybody that you care about and love and all of that stuff. Later, homeboy Martin Luther, very staunchly against Catholics, very famously biggest hater of Catholics, decided that he would move St. Nick's Day on Christmas. That way they have their own day and then they would still give gifts. And he was the one that made it more popular to focus on gifting children and not really adults.
That makes sense. Fun fact, my family is actually Protestant. So,
hey,
not me necessarily, but
Protestant is just Christian that's not Catholic, right?
There's some differences. So they're just not as like hardcore, I would say.
Like, yeah,
my girlfriend is Catholic, and we went to her church, and
ooh.
There's a lot of standing up and down. We don't do crackers at Protestant church either, so or whatever.
And those things be bussing, dude. I love those things. The communion little bread.
The body and blood of Jesus Christ be fucking bumping, bro. It's fucking litty, dude. 5 stars on Yelp, baby. You know the vibes, dog.
Hey, hell yeah, fam.
Jesus knew what he was doing.
People making jokes when I was younger, like, oh shit, like Catholic church is like a fucking workout because you're fucking kneeling, standing, sitting down, like all in an hour. It's like, yeah. They didn't say F45. That didn't fucking exist back then. But
it was awkward because I went there. I'd never been and I hadn't been to Protestant church in like fucking 20 years. So I go and they're like up and down and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what's going on?
Oh shit. Yeah. We just had, we had a full on mass as part of like our wedding ceremony thing. And like all our friends that aren't Catholic were like, oh shit, oh, like every 30 minutes.
They said that inside the church. Oh shit.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
A lot of lightning bolts coming down.
Yeah. All right. So that's Saint Nick and his inspiration of Santa Claus. Then we're going to 2/3 of Santa. We're going to Father Christmas. He was made as far back Daddy Xmas. by the way, we're going to get to this later, but I was trying to find fan fiction for this episode, and there was one that was the most descriptive. Like, I felt not comfortable reading it and making y'all read it.
Dude, that must have been bad if you're not comfortable.
I was going to say.
Too descriptive and possibly left to the interpretation of, like, underageness.
Oh, God.
It was gross. So like they didn't say, but it, like the vibes they were giving off was
you
like,
reported that
like a high school student with like a mall Santa. I was like, no, oh God. Not oh, a vibe.
No,
there's so many better ones you could do. Like there's the whole mommy kissing Santa. You could absolutely go into a whole thing about
grandma.
That. Like that's legal. Taste grandma.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Oh,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
She did.
Oh, Jesus.
I call him Rudolph.
My God. But anyways, I had to not read that. I was reading it. So I started reading it and I was like, okay, yeah, this might be the one. And then it got to like specific details and I was like, nope, got to get out of here real quick.
That's actually what happened. Sean went to jail for the last month.
Yeah, you've been on some sort of watch list.
I wrote some kind of weird shit about Santa and then I got put in jail.
Who knew?
Who knew? All right, going back on Daddy Xmas. All right, so Father Christmas dates as far back as 16th century in England during the reign of Henry VIII. He was pictured as a large man in green or scarlet robes. So maybe not Coca-Cola.
See? Well, oh, I mean, scarlet and green is not like the bright red that we see today. You know what I mean?
Is scarlet not red?
It is red. It's just not the bright red that you
I'm on Google, sir. No, I'm just kidding.
Is it kind of like blood red looking? Scarlet?
Yeah, it's like burgundy or like it's darker, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Kind of like yours, right? What you're wearing right now, Sean?
Yeah, the beanie, yeah.
Oh, thank you, yes. Yep. Fuck me. I lost where I was reading. Oh, God damn it. Here we go. All right. So Father Christmas was a typified, did not know that was a word, was typified the spirit of good cheer at Christmas, bringing peace, joy, good food, and wine and revelry. As England no longer kept the feast day of St. Nicholas on December 6th, the Father Christmas celebration was moved to December 25th to coincide with Christmas Day. So pretty much what he looks like is a swole Santa, younger, has brown hair, has the robe on, but looks like no clothes underneath. And
damn.
And either the robe is lined with the fur, and it's either green or red, but he's kind of legitimately Daddy Xmas. He's hey. Kind of good looking, you know what I'm saying?
We Got call hair him, on the chest. We call him Daddy Klaus.
Ooh, there you go.
Daddy Klaus, bro. Yeah. All right, so the third and final part of the fraction that is Santa is Sinterklaas. So in the Netherlands and Belgium, the character of Santa Claus competes with that of Sinterklaas based on Saint Nick. So essentially, he is looks like Santa, but riding a white horse, and he has nice. More of like a Pope hat instead of a Santa hat.
Okay.
So that's that.
That's sweet. But, do they battle?
Dude. Remember that show? Fucking, what was that show? Shout out Spike TV when I was young.
Greatest Warriors? Fucking,
yes!
Oh, imagine, yeah.
Imagine yes. Father Christmas versus Santa versus Sinterklaas.
Oh, God.
Triple threat.
One. Triple threat. Actually, I fucking lied. There's a fourth. So this is...
Oh, fatal four-way now.
Fatal four-way. Here we Damn. Go. So according to this, even before St. Nick... And even before Father Christmas, the don't want to get the country wrong, or I may be racist. I don't want to do that. Germanic. So German. Modern day
people.
Ooh, that's right. All right. So in modern day Germany, they celebrated a midwinter event called Yule. Numerous traditions were absorbed from Yuletide celebrations into modern-day Christmas. During this period, supernatural and ghostly occurrences were said to increase in frequency, such as the Wild Hunt, a ghostly procession throughout the sky. The leader of the Wild Hunt is frequently attested as the god Odin, bearing many names, the names Jolnir, meaning Yule figure, and Longbor, apologies, meaning long beard in Old Norse. Odin's role during the Yuletide period has been theorized as having influenced concepts of St. Nicholas in a variety of facets, including his long white beard and his gray horse for nightly rides.
This shit right, sounds so. Like the plot of The Witcher.
Oh, true.
Dude. The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt.
Yeah.
Okay, funny story about The Wild Hunt. So I play D&D, just not frequently, so I don't know if I should ever use that in past tense or not, but we went on like a break of not playing D&D for a while, so I was like, fuck it, I'll buy The Witcher. That's like close enough, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I bought it on the Switch, and then I just never had the time to play it just because, you know, life or whatever. Yeah. And then my wife went on her bachelorette trip, and I was like, oh, I have a weekend by myself. Let me fucking throw on The Witcher and eat some edibles. Dude, I ate 2 10-milligram edibles and turned on The Witcher, and I was like, this is a lot. The opening scene where they're fucking running in the woods and there's like a bird or some shit, I was like, this is wild.
It's wild.
And then like the tutorial is when I kind of lost it. So like after the moving part and the actually having to play thing, I was like, this is too much. Like,
so you didn't see the part. So you didn't see the part where they were both straddling the unicorn. Did you?
No, I think I just got out of like, yeah. I think I just saw like the little girl get kidnapped or some shit like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So literally the beginning, like all the reading, my eyes were focused so hard. I was like, holy fucking shit.
For the longest time playing The Witcher, you know how when you press a button and you do The Witcher senses?
Yes.
And then he starts talking like monotone. I played The Witcher probably like 300 hours of my life. Holy I love shit. That game. I love Jesus. That game in Skyrim. I can play those games over and over again. So for the longest time...
You should fucking play D&D, John. You would be so good at D&D.
Yeah.
I've never played D&D before. I would love to play.
Patreon exclusive. Pay us money to play D&D. You fucking better believe it.
You can teach me how to play because I've never played. So for the longest time, I would... I'm kind of a nerd too, so I would pretend to just be standing still and like go and look at the room and pretend I have Witcher senses and then try to talk like Geralt. Just be like, I see that black figure over there in the shadows. Maybe I should walk to it. Investigating. Ooh, smells weird. Must not be good. I shouldn't touch this.
I know.
That's exactly kind of what it sounds like.
I know. In a whole episode where John just plays Geralt.
Dude, next episode, I'm just going to pop edibles and then have John speak in the Geralt voice. Oh my
God. That's exactly not how it sounds like, but I'm just trying to mock him.
Oh. Okay, I might have been way too high, but that's exactly what he sounds like.
Did you guys
when I played it?
This is like, we're going way off tangent, but did you guys see season one of The Witcher?
Yes, it was great.
So no, I wanted to play the game before watching it. Or does it not fucking matter?
It doesn't really matter. Yeah. Oh, okay. So season two is coming out. We should do a like an episode where we review it or something.
Let's do it.
More Patreon exclusive shit. You better believe it. We're putting everything fun behind a paywall, baby.
What's our Patreon, Sean?
You can find it on our website, Reddit on wiki.com. Think you can get me, bitch? Nice try.
Nice try.
Going back to...
I'm fucking high again.
Going back to Santa, Sean.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. This you isn't an Elder or whatever the fuck we're talking about. This isn't a Witcher episode.
We're not doing a Witcher episode. you forgot Belschnickel from who Dwight played.
Is he not more like Krampus? Who probably deserves his own episode, more Krampus, too.
Yeah. I guess that's fair, but he gives gifts, you know?
That's fair.
I honestly thought that's who you were going to go into when you said Germanic. I was like, oh, it's going to be Belschnickel. And then I was slightly disappointed.
Well, is Dwight German?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Yeah. Actually, there's a bunch of like jokes that his ancestors might have been Nazis.
Holy shit.
Because he talks about how someone, one of his ancestors are in South America and he tried to go visit them, but it was protested by some Jewish organization. And so there's like this underlying thing that his ancestors were Nazis. No.
Someone's going to be a super fan someday and is just going to have an episode tracker of all the times that we've mentioned the Nazis. when we're all together. Well, actually, when me and Josh are together.
Really? It's just like a counter of when Josh brings up the Nazis and yeah. German ancestry. That's you know what true. I'm saying?
Hey, my ancestors were in Canada during that war. So.
respect. You had already escaped?
Yeah, we were out of there.
All right, guys. That is it for the Wikipedia section. 25 minutes in. We'll see. Is that shorter than usual?
A little bit, yeah. Usually it's 45 minutes and you finally read through the Wikipedia article.
Holy shit. Guys, we'll go ahead and hit some ads now. Remember, if you haven't left us a 5-star review, things are coming back. Here we go. If you haven't left us a 5-star review on Good Pods, Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, our website, can you do that on the website? Who knows?
Yes, you can.
You can.
Wow. You can. That's why I included it, Wikimaniacs. You already know.
Professional.
But if you haven't left us a 5-star review and you got some time on your hands, in fact, maybe do it while you're listening to these ads. All right. So go ahead and give us a 5-star review. Write something nice. We need to fight the 1-star review that we got. And yeah, listen to these ads and do some shit while they're playing. Okay, bye.
Do it.
Gerald says do it.
I'm not going to try.
Yennefer smells like lilac and gooseberries.
Okay, bye.
What is up, Wikimaniacs? Support for this podcast starts with, well, you. You can do so by following us on social media on Twitter and Instagram at Reddit on Wiki. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reddit on Wiki and our TikTok at Reddit on Wikipod.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast, and make sure you go to Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Podchaser and leave your boys a 5-star rating. Tell us how much you love the show and make sure to tell your friends about us.
If you want to support us financially, consider joining our Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com/redditonwiki. For one-time donations, consider contributing to our Buy Me a Coffee page or rock our merch. You can find all our links on redditonwiki.com.
And we're back. You better believe it. Reddit back in your face. Here we go. All right, second half. Jump starting it. Here we go. Do we want to start wholesome or do we want to start bad and then go wholesome and then end bad again?
It's your episode, my guy. You let us know how we want to feel.
Do it like an Oreo cookie. Good in the middle.
Bad good in the middle. I fear that the bad may ruin the good.
That's okay.
Oh. We're okay. Cynical people.
All right, here we go. First off, let's go to the first Reddit league. Let's skip the good stuff. Here we go now.
I did that because Sean was scary. Sean was pushing the good stuff, so I know he had that up. He didn't have the bad stuff up, so I was trying to get...
Yeah. You're trying to just frazzle him? Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
You guys love to destroy me.
I think we're starting to be like real friends now.
Yeah.
Does real friends mean pain?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, come on now.
God damn it.
Yeah, he's freaking out.
No, I got it.
The next time you get married to your wife, we get invited, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for the third wedding. We're pretty much just making it a Thanksgiving tradition at this point.
I respect that.
All right, so we'll start off bad. Well, I guess not that bad. You know, who knows? So this is shout out to Reddit user Poor Scandinavian on the Cursed Comments subreddit. Okay, so somebody on Too Afraid to Ask wrote, if a woman is cuddling with a guy or sitting in his lap, can she feel whether he has an erection? As you can see where this is going.
Is this a question comment. For us?
I mean, you can answer it.
I would have to say it depends what he's wearing. Sweatpants? Imagine probably. Probably.
Some weighted work raw denim jeans just grinding.
Oh. My God.
Okay, so the top comment on that question was, original poster is definitely a goddamn mall Santa, isn't he?
Oh, no. I feel like this is one of those bad porn plots. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's for just, sure.
Oh, like, just sit on my... Hang on, John, because Sean's going to add, I'm a... mall Santa in the Philippines.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I was the victim.
It was me.
It was me all along.
Oh my gosh. No wonder I'm all screwed up in the head.
All right. Next up, we have from Strictly Butters on the Black People Twitter subreddit. They took a picture of a tweet from @Deus Nice. And he wrote, Santa watches you all year without reaching out, then drops hella gifts on you one day and then bounces. That's a goddamn deadbeat dad if I've ever seen one.
Santa's all of our deadbeat dads.
Yes.
I can't support you emotionally or, you know, help you or support you what you decide to do in life, but I'll just fucking buy you shit. Yeah, that's good enough, right? You fucking disappointment.
I feel like this is a venting session for you, Sean. Like, what? Let me ask you this. What is your experience with Santa
Did you have a bad experience, Sean?
I don't even remember believing Santa was real at any point, to be honest.
Oh, God.
Because my sister, I'm the youngest of three siblings, and my sister was very, I guess she's 9 years older than me. So by the time I was old enough to have memories and shit, she was like a teenager. So she was always like telling me straight up, like I'd be like, oh, so where do babies come from? She was like, all right, when a man and woman have sex, so that's when a penis goes in a vagina, the man will ejaculate sperm, and then the sperm will hit an egg. And then you will be, the woman will be pregnant from the egg, right? And then the baby comes out of the woman's vagina. So really, you came out of mom. It wasn't a fucking bird or whatever you think it is. Nothing cute. You destroyed mom's body, and here you are. I'm like, oh. She's also sister. She's also the sister that told me rice was roach eggs and made me not eat rice until. So there would be lies, but also I guess some truths.
We need to get your sister on for Two Truths and a Lies, Sean Salvino edition.
That would
be amazing.
She also told me every time I eat chips and the chip breaks in my mouth, like putting it in my mouth, not like chewing it, but like if I put a chip in my mouth and it breaks, a child has died.
Oh my God.
So that's a little bit what explains my personality.
Yeah. A little bit. Don't worry, right, Sean. We won't be as mean as your sister.
All right, yeah.
I don't know. The first 20 minutes of this podcast felt a lot like PTSD.
We're going to spring her on you one day. You'll come in and she'll be in here with us and you're just going to have a breakdown and that's going to be the episode.
We have a special guest, Sean's sister, who gave him very traumatic experiences as a child that he cannot forget to this day.
And then your wife comes in with chips and rice behind you.
Today is the day, Sean.
You know, we can probably do this to Sean, like just teach him all the different podcasting tools that we have and just teach him the most wrong way possible.
True, that's true.
Y'all are making my trust issues even worse.
We would never do that to you, my guy.
No. I feel like was the last episode of the one I recorded where Vina said I sounded like something I won't repeat here.
Yeah, he said sounded like a racist Chinese dad.
She said racist?
Did she say racist?
Well, I don't know.
I think she said just said Chinese dad, and then I didn't know how to respond.
I didn't know how to respond
in a way that didn't sound like racist. Or and I was like, I could put a GIF, but then I'm not Chinese, so it's like, this is a goddamn trap card. I don't trust anyone.
And here, I thought I was going to get called racist.
You get a pass, you're white.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Damn it.
There's my privilege showing.
Pray the privilege card. You have activated my privilege card in attack mode.
Gerald got that white privilege too.
True.
All right, here we go. So this is from Reddit user. Oh shit! I didn't even look at this name. Reddit user Santa's cousin. On the subreddit Ask Reddit, he asked people who have been Santa at the mall, "What's the creepiest thing you've been asked?"
Oh god.
Okay. So there's a lot of creepy things, but then I just found overwhelmingly the most creepy thing was women hitting on Santas.
That's
like
rare.
It's apparently not that rare. I found like
really
20 different comments of men who were sexually harassed. Not to make this a big like men type of thing. I just thought it was like, I never thought that was like a real thing.
It's called
like
payback.
we absolutely deserve the harassment.
The issue is the weird men that deserve it would enjoy being harassed. So
that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Those are weirdos.
Yeah. Thankfully, most of these people that commented did not enjoy it. Well, I mean, I don't know if that's thankfully. I mean, I'm sad they experienced it.
Yeah, fair.
I don't know how to fucking save myself, but they wrote enough. They wrote about it and are okay with it enough that they were joking about it on Reddit. So
okay,
that makes it okay, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
All right. So here are some creepy stories from mall Santas. All right. So here's one. I was the Santa for an office party, and it was my first year working for this company. Apparently, it's a tradition. The newest guy in the office has to wear the Santa suit. Something about how the suit was cursed. Who knows? Anyway, skip forward to the party. I'm going around taking pictures with people I barely knew at the time, and then it gets to where presents were being handed out. Now, I sat in the back because the CEO was the one handing out presents, and I didn't want to confuse people where the real money was, lol. And I wanted to mind my own business. Then, a woman, I'm thinking maybe mid-40s, kind of cougary, walks up to me, drunk out of her mind, and she sits in my lap. Now I'm all for keeping character, so I ask, "Why, hello, what would you like for Christmas?" And she says, without hesitation, "I'd love for my husband to fuck me in the ass while you watched."
Oh my God.
Now, holy, when presented with the opportunity... When presented with the opportunity, I maintained composure and politely declined while attempting to get her off of my lap. After, she said, "It's fine. My husband is good with it. Let me go get him." And that's when she screams out, "Pat!" at the top of her lungs, and I shit you not, the whole party heard, turned to see the new guy with the CEO's wife on his lap.
Oh, no.
Now, remember when I said cursed? Apparently, this wasn't the first time, and others have actually accepted the offer.
Oh my God.
I still fucking work here.
What in the hell?
John, is an HR person. How...
Let me tell you this. I'm going to have to write a statement over here, and we're going to have to do some sort of a seminar for workplace harassment and God. Oh my God.
Dude, can you fucking imagine? I would quit. I think I would quit on the spot unless it was like a really good job, but nah, I don't know about that.
I would absolutely look for, some sort of money compensation for being harassed like that, but yeah, I'd absolutely get out of there.
All right, next story of women and having Santa fetishes. My boyfriend is a Santa for private events and has been doing so for 20 years, so he has a bunch of stories. Once, at a private adults-only party, all the ladies were being a little bit flirty, but nothing too crazy. Santa Baby started playing, and all the ladies dragged him onto the dance floor. He shimmied around a little bit and then goes to sit back down when a woman grabs him and starts grinding on him. He tries to get away from her in character, quote, "Oh, what will Mrs. Claus think?" etc. But she keeps on grinding and then starts to moan. The hostess notices and gets her away from him, but she kept trying to get with him the rest of the night. Just imagine how down bad you must be.
Oh my God. So there's something to that Mommy Kissing Santa Claus song.
Yeah, no.
That really affected some people. They took that very literally.
Very literally.
Stay in your candy cane lane, lady. Oh my God. You need to chill.
Okay, here we go. We got two more, and then we'll get into the wholesome part. All right, so here's another one. I was in my 20s, and the perverted things this MILF whispered into my ear while sitting on my lap were definitely something to be put on the naughty list for sure. It became so frequent for the younger Santas to be getting groped, teased, and molested that the elves were told to stay close when adults got their pictures taken. Oh, elf security, God. To be sure.
That's Jesus. Horrible.
Just really vile. We really should have put a warning before I read these. We can throw one in there prior. Who knows?
That's terrible.
And last one. Yeah, that one wasn't even really... I mean, none of these are like funny, but you could see the humor in some of them.
They're a little funny. But
yeah, that one was just gross. Horrifying.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this one. Last one. I was Santa for a corporate holiday party one year. They really got to stop throwing these corporate holiday parties.
Yeah, that sounds to be... And they're serving alcohol, at least.
That is always an issue serving alcohol. Corporate parties. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in my 30s, but used a spray for my beard. It looked kind of lifelike. The kids dug it, but then so did one mom/aunt who threw a kid on my lap, hers, I hope, and whispered that she wanted to, quote, or she wanted Santa to, quote, fuck her from behind while pulling her hair.
Oh, my
God. She also did not seem to be very drunk at all, and I was very uncomfortable, and even more so when the meeting planner told me that she does this every year to every Santa.
What the fuck?
How is she not fired is the question. Every year, sexually harasses a Santa?
It was funny at first because you're like, she threw a kid on his lap and you're like, I hope it was hers. I do too. Well, although that kid might be scarred. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what I hope for anymore.
What is up with all these down bad women? My God. Maybe you should be a naughty person and ask Santa for a damn vibrator or something. Yeah. God damn.
I'm sure they have to have a Santa pop-up or blow-up doll or some shit like that. There's gotta be. If there's this many women down bad for Santa, I would Google it, but my search history is... it's already ruined. Might as well. Let's go ahead and see.
All I'm going to say to this is I'm glad... For this reason alone, that Santa is a man, because could you imagine how many sexual assault cases there'd be if Santa was a woman?
it would be absurd. I saw a comment in here, and then somebody wrote, I'm a woman, but I've been an Easter bunny before, and women were hitting on me as the Easter bunny.
What the fuck? Maybe it's just women in costumes.
I don't know. Women love a man in uniform, you know what I mean? So it's just... Some people, different strokes for different folks.
John can
definitely do not.
That is
do
a
not
fact.
Harass. Do not harass your local mall Santa or mall Easter Bunny or
don't
anybody,
harass anyone.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't harass anybody.
You should probably just. I don't even need to specify.
Yeah.
My God, consent is all about consent. It's consent. More fun when there's consent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe warm up a bit. You know, be like, hey, you want to go get drinks after this? Don't. Hey, I want to watch you fuck you. Want you to watch me fuck my husband.
Pull my hair.
Yeah,
lady, I have your child on my lap. I don't know what your end game here is.
Your child.
Okay, God. So we'll get back to the sweeter side of things. So this one is posted 1 year ago by Mr. Spooniversal.
Nice.
In the Ask Reddit subreddit. They wrote, it's more than likely that COVID-19 will still be around at Christmas. How are we going to explain to kids that Santa is still allowed to go into all of these houses? And the top comment, and really the only reason why I'm sharing this, is because I feel like it's an answer both of you would like. And I know that because it's an answer I absolutely fucking loathed and groaned at. The top answer was simple. Santa bodies. Fucking knew that
would
pop
good. In. That's
God
good.
God damn it.
I approve.
Bravo.
Brava.
Brava. All right. Brava.
All right. The last two things, full on wholesome before we get downright disgusting. Two guys doing something similar at a Walmart. So I won't read the whole thing, but essentially, on two separate occasions, somebody found two different guys in Walmart buying all of the Christmas toys on sale and all the Santa hats on sale. And he goes and they asked him what they were doing. And the one who bought all the toys said, I visit the local children's hospital and I deliver these toys in my Santa costume. And then the other guy said, I buy all of these Santa hats half off the next day so I can give them to the children's hospital the next year. So that's I was nice. Like, oh man,
that's yeah. wholesome.
So nice and wholesome.
That's awesome.
And they were on, of course, the subreddit Humans Being Bros and also the subreddit r/aw.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah, that's good. That's a, good, a wholesome story.
It's a nice great stuff. Palance cleanser
to the disgusting shit that we just read. And
yeah, he actually takes it to get hit on by women.
No, fuck. These are good guys, Josh. Wikimaniacs, I sent the story. Apparently the website is not safe for Josh to open. Canada has, I guess... America didn't warn John or I. They're just letting us take it. But I guess Canada is more protective, which is...
Oh, my God. I can already see how terrible this thing is.
Yeah, this
oh,
is bad.
Jeez.
Okay, here we go. We're going to start off. It's going to go John, Josh, and then me. The title of this is Santa Claus is Coming. Spelled correctly, not the dirty way.
But it's implied. All right.
But it's fucking implied.
Okay. Santa Claus is coming. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house...
I thought you were going to read it in Geralt voice for a
oh,
second.
Should I try
a split second. I thought that's what you were
going to do. Let me try a Geralt voice. Hold on. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was staring, except me, of course. I was busy putting out gifts under the tree, ready for when the kids woke up in the morning. Dave was out, supposedly at his mother's, but more likely, boozing with mates.
I had gone upstairs to get the last of the gifts and came down, only to step into the living room and have a sack thrown over my head.
Okay, I forgot. Warning! Here on out, as always with these, this is definitely suggestive and bad and all around not great. But again, you guys have me do this. You guys have not asked for me to stop. And this is more or less...
We've asked for you to stop.
Asked multiple times.
Oh, yeah. But the Wikimaniacs keep listening, and they keep mentioning it when they talk to me. And you guys keep promoting the smut, so it's like, what do you want me to do?
You're such a fucking Nick Miller, bro.
Okay. Buy you cookie. Got you cookie, man. All right, so... warning. Bad. All around. Coming up. All right, so... What the? My words cut off abruptly as I did not want the kids waking up. The sack was only small, just large enough to enclose my head and fasten the pull string at its neck.
I stood in darkness until a voice told me, "You are on Santa's naughty list, so he has decided that this year, instead of giving you presents, he will have you as his present instead."
I was wondering what was going...
Again, warning, you could stop at any time. I did not write this. We did not endorse this. This is read for the embarrassment of the three of us.
Oh, God. I was wondering what was going on when I felt hands removing my clothing, every stitch of it, until I stood naked. Then I felt something being wrapped around me, around legs and arms, ankles and wrists, until I could not move. Hands roamed over me as I was gift-wrapped, teasing tits and stroking bottoms and pussy until I was wet and squirming and so ready for fucking.
Jesus Christ. I was laid down on the floor and the sack was suddenly gone, leaving me alone and so hot and horny. But I could not even touch myself where I really wanted to be touched. I looked down at myself, finding my wrists were tied together behind me with lots of red ribbon.
I hope no one ever knows about my podcast. Oh, God. Okay. My ankles were tied with loop after loop of red ribbon to my wrist, so I could not move. And I was kneeling with legs splayed wide open by a spreader bar just under my knees.
Oh, God.
My shaved pussy on display.
Jesus.
I must have looked like a festive... I don't want to say this word.
Yeah, no, you
festive
can skip that
girl.
One. Yeah.
I tried struggling. I tried struggling, but I was completely helpless. A deep voice behind me greeted me.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh, what have we been doing this year?
I looked in disbelief as Santa himself stood in front of me. This could not be happening. I must be dreaming. Dream or not, this whiskery old fellow dropped his pants, displaying a rather impressive erection.
I see my helpers have got you all ready for me, he announced. This beats the hell out of milk and mince pies.
Oh, God. He reached large hands between my legs after removing his gloves, stroking until I was even wetter and almost desperate. Jesus, then he stood before me, cock at the perfect height for me to allow it into my mouth. I somehow understood what he wanted without him needing to tell me, and I took his pole into my mouth,
oh my God,
teasing and nibbling until he started to squirm. I don't know about the nibbling part.
Nibbling. Did y'all ever watch Derek Comedy on YouTube back then? It was like Donald Glover's comedy troupe.
Oh, I've seen clips, but I've never watched the whole thing.
So there's this skit that they did with Aaron from The Office. You know Aaron, the redhead? Yeah. Where it looked like they were trying to film like a porn video or whatever. And then he was like, she was like, oh, I'm going to blow you. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then she was like, I'm going to do this. And then she started like rubbing her hands together. And I learned this new thing with my hands. And then she does this. And she starts smacking her hands together. She was like, yeah, you're going to like it like that, huh? And he was like, no. She was like, all right, what about this? I learned this, how to do this with my mouth. And he was like, Jesus Christ, no. And she was like, ooh, you're so freaky.
Sean made a vicious biting.
Yeah.
I hope that was heard. Again, my mic is from Amazon for $30.
Sign up on our Patreon so we can buy Sean a new mic.
Yeah.
Please. All right. Was I reading that or was that you? Did I stop that?
I read the nibbling part.
So. Oh, the nibbling, right. Yeah, now it's me. Okay, here we go. When he had enjoyed this for long enough, he tipped me over onto my face so that my bottom was struck high in the air. Jesus. His fingers teased the opening, probing inside as I lay helpless while he was making me even wettier and hornier.
You said wettier?
Yeah, I said wettier. I tried to recover. I hope no one heard. When he had been stood in front of me, I had thought his cock looked large. When I actually felt it sliding into my soaking pussy, it felt twice that size. Fuck, I hate this.
This is red velvet walls all over again.
This is red velvet walls all over again. And he shafted me with it smoothly and hard, burying it deep inside of me with every stroke.
Oh, God, I'm tired of this already.
Goddamn novel.
All right, we might finish early.
A Santa might too.
His arms were around me now, hands squeezing my tits, then teasing the nipples to full hardness. I could feel every inch of his shaft sliding in and out of me, forcing me higher and higher, but still not letting me come just yet. The torment seemed to last for hours, with me close to screaming. I was that desperate to be allowed to come. I knew somehow that he was doing this, that he was stopping me from coming, and all the time that huge cock was fucking me, making me hornier than I had ever been before.
Oh, is this edging, what 50 bro? Shades of Grey is like? Is this 50 Shades of Grey?
I've
never read it.
God,
I don't think if I've read
this
it.
Is what I imagine it would be like. Anyways.
Eventually he took pity on me and it felt as though invisible bonds had been removed. I pushed back onto him, reveling in the hard fucking he was giving me. Jeez. It was not long before I was coming for him, and every muscle in my...
contracted as...
every muscle
I will say, in your chest.
This podcast and reading this fucking smut has made, I'm sure, all three of us say... that word more times than we have ever said in our normal day-to-day life.
That's true.
I don't remember saying pussy as much as I have.
Or cock. No, because of that. every muscle in my pussy contracted as I came, squeezing that massive cock. But he pulled out quickly before he came. Oh.
Oh my god.
How long is this shit?
I don't know, man.
We're almost climaxing. Okay. We're good.
I thought that he was finished, but the next second, his wet cock slid into my tight bum.
Oh, God.
I suppressed a scream as he started to ravish my rear, his hands now teasing my clit unmercifully, and I was coming again while he carried on butt-fucking me.
Hold on, question. Is this the CEO?
Yeah.
This is definitely, and we reading it are the fucking mall Santa being forced to watch this disgusting.
Oh my god.
And I feel bad for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do not know how many times I came while he was buggering me. The climaxes were coming one after the other, and I was whimpering helplessly as each one washed over me until he finally came. Warm, creamy cum filling me and dripping out as he pulled out, leaving me twitching in total bliss.
Can we go back?
Can
we go back on the buggering me? What the fuck is that?
I don't know
what
buggering me.
This is maybe written by someone not in the US, which makes me feel a little bit better about myself.
Slightly better.
Slightly better.
He knelt me back up and adjusted his clothes before kissing me.
As he left, he whispered, "Naughty or nice. That was bloody good. Your present will be here soon."
I was wondering what he meant by that when I realized he was gone, along with any trace of cum, and I was lonely again. Just then, I heard a key in the lock, and Dave came in, followed by his mate Jack.
As soon as they saw me, Jack told Dave, "Look like Santa has already come."
The fuck does that mean? Anyways,
I don't know.
As the two of them started to enjoy their unexpected Christmas treat, their hands already exploring between my open legs and teasing my already... Oh, no! Is there part two? This continues? Okay. Teasing my already sensitive tits. I remember... Jesus fucking... I remember thinking, "Jack, you would never believe me if I told you how right you were." That was written by Marie5555 on Lush. Actually, don't go to that website. There are probably viruses.
It's banned in Canada, apparently.
The fact that who knows if this is real or not, their real name, but Marie, it makes me feel better that possibly a woman wrote this, and it's less creepy that way. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Maybe. Slightly.
I don't know if you can
share my screen.
No, you're good. I was going to say, I don't know if Squadcast or sharing pages can transmit viruses, but if Squadcast sees what we just shared, they're probably gonna kick us out of their plan.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's not going on YouTube.
Again, Wikimaniacs. That's not going on anything, hopefully, besides again, Wikimaniacs. I should do a better job at maybe reading them in full before I try to just skim and kind of get the overall vibe, but that was much worse than I remember it being. But again, another short episode from your boy Sean.
Was that a short episode?
No, we are at, I'm sure I'm going to edit this out, but we are at just over an hour. You know the vibes. I did take a pee break, peek behind the screen, Wikimaniacs. I did have to leave. But yeah, that's it for this episode. Truly apologies to everything you just heard. Remember the wholesome stuff before I ruined it. announcement. Shots and Thoughts should also be releasing an episode the same day as you're listening to this, hopefully. Hey. And if not, call me out on Twitter. Do something. We need to get back on the charts in Finland. You know what I'm saying? We've lost our number one spot. So
that's true. Anyways, guys are dropping.
Yeah, if you guys have time and you want to listen to more of me, probably less disgusting. I want to say I'm much more disgusting on this show than Shots and Thoughts.
You are very disgusting in this show.
You're still charting in Finland.
Am I? You love to see it. Been gone.
You're still Finns. Number 62 in Finland.
And we haven't released an episode in like 2 months.
237 in America Improv charts. So there you go.
You in the U.S. charting.
Charting in the U.S. You know, shout out to our little collective between the three of us and possibly more. I don't know when we're dropping news, but big news coming. Doing a little shimmy, doing a little dance, who knows. But anyways, that's it for this episode. John, Josh, We don't do plugs anymore, but we're fucking over time. If you want to give a plug, you can. If not, that's whatever, guys.
We're good. Do the outro. Do the outro. Where can they find us?
Do the outro. You know where you could find us. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram and Patreon and Discord and Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee. You can find us, all of those links, on our website, Reddit on Wiki. Holy shit, I got the name wrong. Reddit on wiki.com. You can find all those links. Stay up to date. We are very active on Twitter, and by we, I mean John. We post regularly on Instagram and sometimes on TikTok. And also, we have a Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee. I don't know if you heard that we have a Patreon and a Buy Me a Coffee. But yeah, you can hit us up on there if you want to support us financially. If not, that's cool. Just leave a 5-star review and keep listening. Despite, if you want to skip my episodes, you know, that's fine. I get it. I absolutely get it.
But just skip the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Maybe only the last 15 minutes is bad, or all my episodes are bad. Who knows?
But that's the only part people listen to.
Yeah, that's true. Again, this is your fault, guys. This is your fault, Wikipedia. Anyways, happy December 20th. Merry Christmas if you celebrate. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever you want to celebrate. And bye. Love you guys. See you guys next week when there's no
smoke. Why are we doing this? We're not even recording in video.
You know, They feel the vibes, though. They feel the energy of the peace.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There you go. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Audible is the largest collection of audiobooks and podcasts.